At the moment, South Sudan is hosting more than 260,000 refugees, mostly from South Kordofan and Blue Nile. So Sudanese refugees are living mostly in six camps, in Unity and Upper Nile. Unity is hosting at the moment three settlements: Ida settlement close to the border with Sudan, Adjunto camp with some 40,000 refugees, and the new camp Pamir, which will be hosting new arrivals as well as refugees will be relocating. Then we have another camp in central Equatoria, which is called Gorom. It's south of Juba.
Okay.
And is hosting some 4,000 Ethiopian refugees from Gambella. And then we have a camp in Lasu, south of Yei, which is hosting some 10,000 refugees from the Sudan, from Central African Republic, and from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is currently almost inaccessible because of insecurity. More than a quarter of a million refugees in South Sudan, a country which is only facing enormous, you know, political, economical, and social, you know, challenges itself.
How is their living condition, you know, in all these camps, the living condition of the refugee in terms of security, maybe other challenges related to livelihood?
There are a number of issues, and this issue, you know, differs from location to location. I would say that the refugee camps in Unity and Upper Nile are quite well off within standards, and sometimes the refugees are better off than the host communities surrounding those camps.
Okay.
When it comes to central Equatoria, for example, Gorom camp and Lasu camp, at the moment is a bit of a different story because of insecurity. We have been facing challenges after the 8th of July to access Gorom, close to Juba, as well as Lasu. And Lasu, I would say now it's a hot spot. We have been unable to, you know, provide what's needed in the camp because of insecurity.
Talking specifically about the situation of the refugee in the Equatorial region, have you made any kind of attempt to address this issue with the relevant authority, or how do you, you know, how are you planning to address all these challenges that you have mentioned now?
Sure, we are, you know, in daily contact with the local authorities, with state authorities, with the central authorities in Juba, and we liaise also with more traditional leaders on site.